It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Remember when the Rockies were not losing 21 out of 27? Good times.
Wait, was that this year?
Yeah, apparently they're still... This is what is so very interesting to me about the Rockies. Is people are pulling parachutes and going, oh my God, get me off this crazy thing. All of it.
This guy's falling.
And they're in first place in the wild card.
Yeah. I mean, you got teams catching up on them in the Brewers.
Yeah, everybody's
Cardinals, but I mean yes. That's going to happen at the towards the end of the season.
Yes. See, this is the whole issue with baseball. Baseball enjoys having 162 games because it's a thorough examination of your team, which is why the best team ever in baseball. There's only really been one or maybe two who haven't lost 50 games. I mean, that's all I'm trying to tell you. The Seattle Mariners lost 48 or 49 games. Lost in the first round of the playoffs.
They made it real far.
But what I'm suggesting to you is most teams, so the Colorado Rockies are pretty actually good in terms of record.
Yeah.
They've never had a 100 loss season. Of course, they've never had a 100 win season. But if you understand that 100 win seasons are not all that common, and you understand that oftentimes, teams, so last year, the Rockies are just off of where the Giants were who won the West last year. They're just off at the same pace. Like one game under. It's just that the Dodgers are so ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
They have a 20 game lead.
Yeah. There's no catching them.
Yeah. I mean, so what you have to understand is this, the pace that the Rockies are on is the normal pace that someone has in order to win the division.
Yeah.
They started off so hot. Like, I don't think people understand. Like, when you think of the Rockies, okay, the 21 of the 22 games to vault them into the World Series is considered the greatest 22-game stretch in the history of baseball. Okay, but for Rockies fans, which and this is not all Rockies fans, but I will argue that there's a large percent of Rockies fans who are not actually very educated baseball fans. Just because you got to be a super nerd in order to follow AAA. And I followed AAA only as much as the Beach Boys would be at Denver Bears Field or, Z Bears Field or Zephyrs Field. Or you're a person who's, kind of got into baseball because all of a sudden there's a team here. But when you think about how incredible 20 of 20, 21 of 22 is, what the Rockies did here in the first 2 months of the season is nearly as good. I mean, you realize that they spent nearly a month and a half holding off the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers didn't get into the lead in the NL West for a good 2 months, well into June, 2.5 months. So the Rockies, for the first third of the season, were playing just as good, if not better, than the Dodgers, who are on pace to perhaps a historical season. But the issue is that because baseball is 162 games, things even out. It's why in science they really like to have a lot of data points in order to figure out a mean. You find out how good your team is over 162 games. It's the same reason with basketball with 82 and the same reason with hockey with 82. You get a good sense of your team if you're that. So, of course, the Rockies, who are still on pace to win more than 90 games, which we all talked about, like, are they going to win 100 games? No, they've never won 100 games. Okay, well, they're going to win 90 games? Yes. The Rockies are on pace to win 90 games this year, 90-something games. But that means that you're going to lose probably, you know, there's 40 games left. I mean, if you're 25 and 15 or you're 23 and 18, I guess that would be 22 and 18, whatever it is. To get to 90 games, you're still losing 18 games.
That's still a big number.
Now, they got to pick it up a little. I feel like they got to pick it up a little.
Yeah, they seem to be just like coasting a little
yes.
bit.
It reminds me of the movie Cars at the very beginning where Lightning McQueen was, you know, the brash rookie going on to win his first Piston Cup and then all the wheels come off and they end up with a three-way tie. As he's crawling over the line, everyone else catches him.
Yeah. Because it's showing off.
I told you in May that this is what's going to happen. The Rockies are always, they fade right before the All-Star break and then they fade right before, except for the 21-22, they fade right before the end of the season.
Yeah, except for that amazing 2007.
Yes. I mean, do you remember me telling you this that was going to happen?
Yeah.
This is what gets me frustrated. Like, I don't come on here and tell you what I want to happen. Like, I would love to have Paxton Lynch be the quarterback of this team because he was spectacular.
Well, and then you wouldn't be wasting a first-round pick. It feels like a waste.
Wouldn't
of
have
a
wasted
right
a first-round pick on him. I wouldn't have.
No. Yeah.
Everyone was out. I was like, why?
Well, they want him to be good because he's the
Hey,
first
listen,
round
I want him to, yes. Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I want every player on the Broncos to be good.
Yeah.
I want Jamal Charles to be good.
I'm not rooting
I
for
want
anybody
Kyle
to be horrible.
Sloter to be good. I want Sunshine to be good. I want Monkey Boy to be good. I want Vaughn to be, I want all of them to be good. But what I'm going to tell you is I'm going to tell you when guys aren't good. I was not the only one who was trying to tell people that Paxton Lynch wasn't ready for prime time. Not because I didn't want him to be ready for prime, I really wanted him to be ready for prime time. When I was at dinner for the second game, and it was 13-0 or whatever, I was so happy because I'd figured that he'd thrown a couple touchdowns. I mean, that's not really what happened. It's not really what happened. They took the ball out of his hand on the one, and then got a couple field goals. And was like, oh, well, we have plenty of those guys. Jay Cutler got mad at me because I asked him why he couldn't get touchdowns in the red zone rather than field goals. Probably the greatest question I've ever asked of any professional athlete.
Yeah, no, he's always
because he
problem.
Freaked out. Lots mm-hmm. of guys have that problem. Brian Griese had that problem.
I think Simeon's got a little bit of that.
He does have a little bit of that.
Is that more a mental thing, you think?
No, it's because
it's the toughest part. Short field.
And this is why you need, this is what you were hoping to see from Paxton Lynch and why I was so distressed about that 4th-and-4 in practice when he threw it way over. Getting into the red zone gives you an opportunity to take chances there. I mean, it gives you an opportunity to take chances. So you know, giving, you do realize that John Elway was in the red zone when he went decided to run right and on that fourth and three.
Helicopter?
Yes, in helicopter.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's in the red zone, and you do what you can to get the ball over the line in the red zone. That's where you take your chances.
Sacrifice your body.
You don't take your chances when you're on your own 20-yard line.
No.
Now, this is where I'm going to be very critical of Paxton Lynch. I mean, of a monkey boy, Simeon. If he's another guy that's going 5 for 7 for 40 yards and a field goal.
Get Paxton Lynch in there. I don't want to see
get
that.
Paxton Lynch in there. But if Paxton Lynch is the guy going 3 and out with a pick, I don't want that guy in there either. I mean, I think that's the choice that people aren't understanding.
Yeah.
I'll take a field goal over a pick, but I'll take touchdowns over everything.
Yeah.
But that's just me. That's just me.
I think there may be a lot of fans, man.
Doesn't seem like with everyone going, oh my God, Trevor Siemian, blah. Broncos analysis. Blah.
Only on Mile High Sports.